I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Another dense fog advisory in effect for us through 10 o'clock this morning. We'll see a chance of rain today and a high near 57 degrees. State lawmakers are holding hearings on the Legionnaires' disease outbreak at the Quincy Veterans Home. Some lawmakers are questioning state officials about the how, what, and when of the deadly outbreak that killed 13 people since 2015. Others are suggesting moving residents, which State Department of Veterans Affairs Director Erica Jeffries says poses a problem, particularly for those with dementia.
It's a tremendous risk to a population like this to consider moving them out of their home. It's just that. It's their home. And to ask people to move without a plan of when they might be able to come back was just not something that we wanted our veterans to endure.
Governor Bruce Rauner spent the last several days at the Quincy Veterans Home. He plans to share his experience later today. The governor has boasted that fixing Illinois' inequitable school funding formula was his top accomplishment of the past year. But this week he struck down a measure intended to implement that reform. Education Desk reporter Dusty Rhodes explains.
Rauner staged a celebration when he signed the 500-page school funding reform into law last summer, but it didn't quite match the financial models lawmakers approved, so they sent the governor a short trailer bill, tweaking some technical language. Despite that bill's bipartisan support, Rauner responded with an amendatory veto, seeking to drastically lower standards for private schools to qualify for a controversial new tax credit scheme. Rauner says he's just trying to maximize school choice. But State Senator Andy Menard, the Bunker Hill Democrat who sponsored both measures, says the veto is outside the scope of the trailer and will just delay equitable funding.
By linking issues that have nothing to do with each other, it's going to be highly unlikely that any new money will be distributed to schools in an equitable fashion this fiscal year.
Schools will still receive the same state money they got last year, but that just prolongs Illinois' reputation for having the most inequitable funding in the nation. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
SIU Carbondale's controversial reorganization proposal is getting a few tweaks in the new year, but leaders say it's still moving forward. Chancellor Carlo Montemagno says he's working with faculty and staff to craft a final reorganization proposal. Opponents of the plan, which combines programs into new schools and eliminates departments and their chairs, say previous consolidation recommendations would have been more palatable. But Chancellor Montemagno says the most recent, from 2013, is a lot like his.
It talked about combining programs into schools. It talked about combining programs in the College of Liberal Arts and into the same sort of tracks that we're doing. It's very, very similar.
Meanwhile, the union representing faculty on campus has filed grievances against the administration over the proposal. I'm Jennifer Fuller.